Hello. Welcome to Q&A with Perry A. about calcium bentonite clay. And I'm happy to announce today I have a guest with us, Paul Mackey. Are you there, Paul?
Can you hear me, Perry?
Yes. Yes, you're on the air.
Good.
Right. I would like to say, before I begin, Paul is a long-time distributor of Living Clay, and we're also slightly related through my niece, and Paul is probably my next in line of clay experts. He has studied my book and my answers and questioned me and knows a great deal about clay, so I'm happy to have him with us today. We do have some questions in clay in place, and for the people that are new here, this is an information site where you get to bring your questions about clay, and we answer them. So we have quite a few questions in queue here, so I'm going to go over to the questions. One is from, the first one is from Mary Law in Winsfield, Kansas. And by the way, thank you, Mary, for helping us spread the word about this. I know that there are some similarities between calcium bentonite clay and diatomaceous earth and detoxing the body. I assume clay is better. I wanted to get your opinion on it. Clay and diatomaceous earth are distant cousins, I guess you'd say. There is some detoxing with diatomaceous earth. The beauty of clay, diatomaceous earth kills things. It doesn't swell and expand. I've never heard of using it topically on a wound or even for a facial or a mask. You just drink it internally to get rid of parasites. And where bentonite captures the parasites and removes them from the body, diatomaceous earth are little fossil crystals of crustaceans that have been ground up, and they cut the parasites and kill them. So that's the primary difference. And I know people, you know, drink the diatomaceous earth to get that effect. And as far as that goes, I don't think it is as beneficial to the number of things that clay is. So it's a far distant cousin. I hope that helps. Maggie in Tucson, after reading the book and looking through massive amounts of information on your website and webinars, and one question I've found that I would like to know, what kind of water is best to make liquid clay, distilled, filtered tap water? And thanks for that answer. Pretty much anything, any kind of water you want to use with it. I don't like distilled water because it is acidic. If you just get the clay hydrated and get it in you and on you, it's going to take any bad stuff that may be in the water. Personally, I use the filtered water. We get water. I buy drinking water that's spring water that's been filtered. And that's what I use to mix my clay. Sometimes I mix it with tap water. So it's not going to hurt because it's going to clean out anything bad in the water. And the clay has such a strong drawing power and holding power. It has so many negative charges to capture the positive toxins that there's plenty of room there for it to clean the water, too. All right. Let's see this next
one. Perry, can you hear me?
Yes. Do you have something
good.
To
I
add
apologize.
To that?
I got disconnected and I had to call back in, so I apologize if that happens again. Yes, the only thing I want to add is, as you say, just about any kind of water is okay. I use out of the R2O system myself. I don't prefer distilled water like you also don't. But one thing I have had people try to mix it with, like Fiji water, you know, your flavored water, and I find that usually has bad results, can actually cause some smell and distaste. So I highly recommend not mixing with the Fiji or flavored waters.
You know, I'd forgotten about that. Thanks for reminding me, Paul.
Sure.
Let's see. The next one is from Wendy in Montreal. What are the symptoms of detox when following your 21-day internal detox protocol? Can one expect to feel tired at the beginning of the process? Yes, it's called a Herxheimer reaction or a detox reaction. It's not anything bad. It's a temporary adjustment. It says you're detoxing a little fast and your body is not able to carry out the toxins quite as fast as it should, and you're having a little repercussion. If you are prone to tiredness or rashes, it could occur as a rash, it could occur as a headache. Sometimes it's a flu-like symptom, a tiredness and an achiness. It generally lasts just a couple of days and then it's gone. You can look up Herxheimer reactions or detox reactions on the internet, and it will show you a whole lot of different systems, and it actually is a sign that the product is working, the detox is working. So you may need to cut back on the amount you're taking for a few days, and as your body adjusts, you can build back up. Paul, do you have anything to add to that?
That basically covered it. It's as you say, every individual is different, and fortunately, most of the detox symptoms, if you will, are usually mild, and they do pass rather quickly within a day or two. And I do have a lot of customers over the 8 years that I've been in business that quit clay because of just what you said, the condition worsening before it gets better, or some severe, not really severe, but stronger detox symptoms. And the thing about the clay, it's so safe, and it's so easy to adjust your personal preference or dosage amounts and needs up or down. Don't quit the clay. Just adjust it down, then increase it back up as you get better.
Yes. And some people are very sensitive to anything they take and need to start in very small amounts. I've had people start with just a teaspoon of the liquid clay, but then they were able to build up and they got over their sensitivity somewhat.
Yes.
We have an interesting question here from Sarah Carr in Huntington. What all can bentonite clay help you with? Wow. Now that may take us to the rest of the
We don't have time
for
that,
do we? Is there a certain kind of brand, to get? Does it come in capsules? And are there any limitations or restrictions for some people who can or can't take it? Well, I think we just discovered the last one. I would like to add that for some unknown reason, people taking clay, 80% of them started having three good bowel movements a day, and 20% of them will get constipated, and it's because of an imbalance in your digestive system. If you get constipated, take whatever you need to keep your janitorial services working, I like to call it. And I recommend over-the-counter magnesium tablets, 250 milligrams magnesium oxide. You want to get the magnesium oxide, and the Calm is not the same thing as the pure magnesium. They come in tablets, and you can get the tablets where you can cut them in half. If you may need one, you may need two a day, you may need three a day, but find your happy place. You may need one and a half. But that'll keep your janitorial services working and you can stay on the clay. What all can bentonite clay help with? Paul, do you want to take that one?
Yes, that's my favorite question. And it's one of the most frequently asked questions, as you probably know. And although I always answer, clay does not cure anything directly, but there isn't anything or just about anything that it won't help you with. With the full body detoxification benefits, which can be tremendous, the removal of toxins, parasites, chemicals, anything bad for you that's in our body, It's going to increase your immune system, balance your pH level, and allow the body to heal itself. So there really isn't anything that people ask me, you know, will it cure this or will it cure that? I always answer, no, it won't cure anything directly, but yes, it will help just about anything and everything. Besides it being safe, it's very, very effective and very, very beneficial for anything, especially, as you know, digestive issues, leaky gut syndrome, you know, things of that nature. But even for the more serious things, it's not going to hurt you, but it definitely can help you.
Yeah, and I'd like to add to that, acne and skin conditions. It really clears those pores up and takes the excess oil out. Acid reflux, I mean, you can get rid of it in 2 days after you're drinking clay. Any kind of internal digestive issues, it's excellent for ulcerative colitis, irritable bowel, leaky gut, you name it. That pH in there works. Clay is a catalyst, and as a catalyst, it can work to help the body heal itself. It's a pathway to healing. By bringing you into balance and things, it helps the body heal itself. It speeds the process. When you apply it topically, it pulls and draws blood flow and circulation to the surface with oxygen there, and that's what's needed for cellular repair. So it works on wounds, burns, insect bite. You put it on, and the pain is gone instantly. Most anything you mash or finger, you smother it with clay, and you notice in just a little while, it relieves the swelling and the pressure that causes the pain. It takes the pain away, so it's a natural analgesic as well. That's easier to say what it doesn't help with than what it does help with. There are over, I think, 300 protocols in the new book that tell you how to use it for different ailments. The things I see it doesn't help for, it doesn't help repaired nerve damage like from multiple sclerosis or Parkinson's. Now, we have had people that say they have less tremor with Parkinson's. And even yet, even if you have these things, drinking it keeps your immune system up because your immune system is challenged. And so drinking the clay balances that pH. It gets circulation and blood flow in the body going. Clay baths are absolutely wonderful. Now, your next question is, does it come in capsules? Paul, do you want to take that one?
Yes, it does. There are several different sources that do offer it in capsule form, and as we have found out, we don't recommend that and we don't sell that simply because the clay gets into your system and works better and faster if it is in the liquid hydrated form. When it's a powder in a capsule, it's not going to get into your system and be as quick to work or work as well. It may still work some, but it's not going to be as efficient as it would if you take it in a liquid form.
And to add to that, it's not when you add the water, it activates it. It opens the space between where the little negative charges are, so it's activated. If you take it in a pill, you may have a little lump of clay there, and if you don't drink a lot of water, it's going to draw water from your body. So it's much better to take it in a liquid form, and if you have a good quality clay, you don't even notice the difference. It's not a bad taste. And you did ask for a certain brand or kind of clay. I was the founder of the Original Living Clay Company, and I have compared that clay to 30 to 40 other clays out there, and I haven't found one that is superior. All clays work some. For internal, I like to stay away from sodium clays. There are some sodium clays that are low sodium that might be acceptable if you really like them. All clays are different. Some are grittier. Some are more swelling. The living clay is a triple swelling calcium bentonite clay. Your bentonites or smectites are known as swelling clays, but most of them just well one-to-one with water. And some of them, even when you mix the same equal parts of water and clay, they're still pretty wet. They have water on the top, so they don't swell and expand. So you actually get more clay for your money, because if you take one cup of clay, mix it with three cups of water, blend it in a blender, and pour it into some containers, it's going to give you three containers, you know, three cups of clay. So you get more for your money. But we really don't recommend taking it in capsules if you do drink a lot of water. And are there any limitations or restrictions for some people, or can anyone take it? Anyone can take it, even babies. Now, like I say, if you're ultra sensitive to chemicals and to anything, you can't be around perfumes or anything, you want to start very, very slow and gradually build up. If you run into constipation, there's a simple solution. Take something that helps your janitorial services working. I haven't really found anyone who couldn't take the clay. Have you, Paul?
In the 8 years that I've been in business, this is my ninth year now, I have had one or two that say they can't. For one reason or another, usually constipation. And as we have found, it's usually because they're not drinking enough water. We feel like it's important to drink a lot of water, especially when you start clay. As you know, it helps the clay work. It's good for you anyway. And it is good to drink more water. But I've had some people that just don't drink water, or they don't want to drink more water. Or for whatever reason, the detox symptoms bother them, therefore they quit. But to find anybody that can't take clay, no, ma'am. Those that have chosen not to, for the reasons I just stated, I've had a few, but not many.
Okay, now we'll go on to the next one, Carrie and Chestermere. Do you have to take 3 teaspoons of clay a day in order to detox, cleanse the colon, and remove parasite, or will 1 teaspoon a day do? Well, in the first place, you don't take a teaspoon of the dry clay, and a teaspoon of the liquid clay is not going to do much good. It's going to be too diluted. It's got to go down. When you start taking the clay, it works from the mouth south. If you take it and start detoxing in your mouth, it can clean your gums and your mouth. It goes down, and it's like a little garbage truck looking for the trash to pick up, and it picks up the trash, and it carries it out in your feces. So it goes in one end, cleans house, and goes out the other. If you just take a little bit, it's not going to get all the way through and coat everything it needs to coat. So it's recommended, we don't talk in taking teaspoons of clay. We talk about how much of the liquid, premixed liquid clay. If you're using the living clay and it swells 3 times, you want to mix it. If you're making the liquid, it's a 1-to-8 ratio. So however much water you use 8 times that amount. How much clay you use 8 times that amount of water. And you need to shake it or agitate it. I prefer mixing it all in a blender. If you mix it in a blender, you're not going to have a lot of gritty residue at the bottom. And the recipe for that and these protocols are in a book on bentoniteclayinfo.com. On the homepage, there's a free downloadable book, How to Kickstart Your Day with a Triple Swelling Calcium Bentonite Clay. So you can download that, and it tells you exactly how to mix it for a bath, how to mix it for a mask, how to mix it for the liquid. And you can make lesser amounts, but it works good in a blender. I put 2 cups of water, 1 cup of clay, and 2 more cups of water. I like to kind of sandwich the clay in the water so the powder doesn't splash up. Then gradually start it on slow till it gets all wet, and then do it on high for 30 seconds. Then pour it into a quart container that you just made 32 ounces or 4 cups of liquid clay. So pour it into a quart container with a plastic lid. It can be glass or food grade plastic container. It can stay on your kitchen cabinet. You don't need to refrigerate it. This is inert. It's volcanic ash. All the impurities have been burned out. So all you do is leave it on your kitchen cabinet. go by and pour off however much you need. And we recommend 2 to 3 ounces for a serious detox if you know you have digestive problems. Now, 2 ounces 3 times a day is what recommended for just to cleanse and a maintenance or to cleanse and detox for the 21 days. And the reason we say 21 days is a lot of times there are parasites that are left behind, the eggs are left behind, and they hatch out later. So if you do it for 21 days, you get to catch the eggs as they hatch, so you don't leave any parasites behind. And after that, you can find your maintenance level, what works for you, what works for you best. And let's see if I answered everything. I would like to try to soak chia seeds instead of psyllium husk in the detox. I don't even like using psyllium husk. The clay will do it. Psyllium husk is going to scrub out everything, the good bacteria, the good probiotics that we have. Clay actually has some good microbials in it that will contribute to a good digestion, but your psyllium husk is going to scrub it out. So if you use psyllium husk, if you want to use it, that's fine, but get you a good probiotic, particularly if you're on it for more than a week. I don't know why I would soak the chia seeds in it as far as digestion goes, if that would do anything. You know, I would just take your chia seeds whenever you want to and wouldn't try to mix it. If you do a cleanse by taking larger amounts, do I need to take a break at the end before I use it as a daily supplement at 1 teaspoon a day? Well, first of all, I wouldn't take 1 teaspoon. I'd take an ounce. An ounce is 2 tablespoons. That would be a maintenance level, not a detox level. You don't need to take a break with this clay. There are some clays that warn you to start and stop and take a break and start again, but this clay is very pure, very safe. They have it tested and they check it for, you know, any contamination. And so there's really no need to do that. Now, you can take up to as much as 8 ounces. I'm going to share with you a testimony on the wall about a lady that started taking 8 ounces, and she had horrible colon problems, and it healed her, and the doctors couldn't figure out how she went from the colon of a 70-year-old to colon of a 20-year-old in 20 months. And she was drinking 8 ounces 3 times a day, and they had threatened to have to remove her colon. So, what's not used is just going to go out you. The clay does not go into the bloodstream. And that's why we recommend clay baths to detox from any toxins that you've already absorbed into your bloodstream, and that the kidney and the liver can't function out. The clay will pull it through the pores of your skin, but it needs to be in a topical application or clay bath. And soaking in a clay bath not only is very relaxing and wonderful and you sleep like a baby, but it really pulls toxins, heavy metals. We've removed 7.3 levels of lead in a 3-year-old child in 3 months doing the clay baths, 2 clay baths a week for 3 months. And since he was just 3 years old, he was only taking a teaspoon of the liquid clay twice a day. So, Paul, anything to add to all that?
No, you covered it real well as usual, and that's the one thing that I've noticed. It's always amazed me and continues to amaze me over the years, the different things that clay will help, even serious conditions, as your testimonial just attested to. And again, it's so safe. There's no wrong amount. You're not going to overdose, so to speak, on the clay. You're not going to have withdrawal symptoms if you stop taking the clay. I've taken it for over 8 years. I've taken it every day. All I've ever done is adjust my dosage up or down, depending on how much I'm taking. you know. But no, that pretty much covered it all. Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's another one. What are the benefits, which we just discussed earlier, and how much clay should we be working up to a day? Can you take too much? No, you can't take too much. You generally start people with 1 or 2 ounces 3 times a day, depending on what you're trying to accomplish. 3 times a day is because we ingest fresh toxins all during the day. It's going to really keep you cleaned out. And it's a good detox protocol. Keeps toxins from going in your freshly ingested toxins from going into the bloodstream and being sequestered in your body and your joints. This is what builds up over the years and causes a lot of diseases to set in. So I would start with 1 to 2 ounces 3 times a day. If it's not convenient, do it 2 times a day. If you just get it in you and on you, you'll find it work. Now, you may take it for, one lady was taking it for acid reflux, which she got relief from in 2 days, and she noticed the first night after she took it, she felt a tingling in her bunion, and she realized that her bunion wasn't hurting as much, and over time she noticed it kept getting smaller. And used to, she couldn't bend her toes, you know, forward, just stand on her toes, or tuck them back because it hurt her bunion so bad. And then the next time I saw her, she kicked off her shoes and got up on her toes, and then she tucked her toes under to show me how flexible her toes were, that her bunion wasn't bothering her. So it's going to work on the whole body in ways that you're not aware of. And it works so quickly, a lot of times you're not aware that something's not hurting anymore, and you think, why isn't my arthritis hurting? My thumb used to hurt every time the weather changed. And if you've been drinking clay, it sort of dissolves that buildup in your joints. So there's so many benefits to taking it. Okay, Paul, this one is from Carrie. Do you want to take the next one? Do you want to read it and start answering it?
The website link did not ever get me to what everybody's saying. So if you'll read it to me, I'll surely be glad to try.
Okay. How do you use the clay to get rid of candida? Can it be taken daily, 1 teaspoon a day for life, or do I need to be concerned about removing the good bacteria and other vital nutrients?
Okay. First of all, the clay does not remove any important or vital nutrients. In fact, quite the opposite. It can help your body, again, assimilate the proper or the good nutrients that you get from the proper diet and from any supplements that you might take. Candida is a very actually common ailment that I have been associated with over the years with many customers with very, very good results with clay. And there is an exact protocol in your new book, Perry, as you know, on page 68, where you start by drinking, again, 2 ounces of the liquid clay 3 times a day, increasing the dosage by 1 ounce daily to ultimately consume 6 to 8 ounces 3 times a day away from medications. You also take a clay bath twice a week for 15 to 20 minutes using 1 to 2 cups of clay powder per bath. And it's best to mix that into a liquid first, I think, for ease of mixing into the bath water and for the cleaning up. And you can also do a vaginal douche or enema, mixing 2 ounces of liquid clay per pint of water. Another way to help is applying a 1-inch thick clay poultice about 10 inches in diameter to your liver twice daily for 1 hour. After 3 days, it may be applied overnight. If you have a history of candida reoccurrences, maintain a regimen as follows, which I think answers part of her question. Drink 3 ounces of liquid clay 3 times a day. douche twice weekly. And, of course, maintain a candida-suggested diet and a good probiotic. That's a good example of your protocols that you have listed in your book for different things. One of the most frequently asked questions I ever get is, how do I use clay, or what's the protocol for this, or what's the protocol for that? And that's one of the things I really like about the clay. The protocol is basically the same for everything. Get it in you, drink the liquid, get it on you, clay mask, external applications, and get in it, clay bath. The difference is going to be how much or how often you would use the clay. And that's one good thing about your book and the different ailments. It has suggested amounts and frequencies that you would use for a lot of different ailments. And again, individuals being different and schedules being different, you simply adjust the dosage amounts and frequencies up or down, but these are good guidelines to go by.
Yes, and that's very good, Paul. Candida is very aggressive, and if you don't attract it aggressively and take large amounts, you'll clean part of it out and you'll leave some there, or a little too much, and it reproduces very fast. And if the sugar conditions are right and the acidic conditions are right, you'll get it under control and you'll have the roller coaster effect. You'll feel better and you think, wow, I got this licked, I can quit now. And then all of a sudden it comes back with a fury. So that's why we say go ahead and maintain on the clay and go ahead and be aggressive, depending on how bad you have the candida. It's sort of a common sense thing. You can't overdose on clay. I don't believe you can. It's just going to go one in and out the other. It does have an energy to it that helps the body. It gets the energy. And like I say, it balances your pH, and it is a catalyst. And as a catalyst, enzymes in the body can attach to the clay particle, and they can make a protein, peptide chains, amino acids, vitamins and minerals that the body is deficient in that the clay doesn't even contain. And her next question was to do with taking clay with different trace minerals. How is clay different than the shiitake trace minerals? Clay trace minerals are not bioavailable to the body as such. Most of them are in parts per million. They act as a negative charge, as the clay platelet. Now, this volcanic ash has been through a volcano, and that heat has burned out the impurities, and it's made this lattice work, something like a chain work link fence, and these minerals are linked together. But it exposes the strong negative charge, and that's what makes clay work. You don't really take it for the trace minerals, and yet as an enzyme, it can produce what you need. So go ahead if you want to take trace minerals and take trace minerals. It's not going to bother the trace minerals, and I think your body will only absorb what it needs in trace minerals pretty much. The only minerals you get from clay are calcium, potassium, sodium, and magnesium, but only in small amounts. I wouldn't even take that for a daily regimen of vitamins for those four things. Those are in the exchange layer. The book explains all of this about how clay works, and it is complicated in that it works internally and externally, and it's not absorbed in the bloodstream. We do say when you're mixing the clay or doing it with a blender or something, you don't want to leave clay in prolonged contact with metal because it draws heavy metals. It draws, out of the body. It's going to draw the bad heavy metals that we have, the arsenic, the lead, the mercury, the aluminum, things like that. So now clay has aluminum in it, but it's not bioavailable. It serves another purpose in the making of the clay's molecular structure. So you don't get any of that. She said, what I need to take the shit, whatever it is, shiitake, trace minerals.
I think she's referring to the trace minerals
a body needs. If you think you need more, take more. I honestly think the body, you know, the universe gives us these trace minerals. It's in our foods and our vegetables and things. But if you think you need more, whatever gives you peace of mind is what you want to do. So I still need to take a liquid ionic magnesium supplement if I'm using the clay daily? You'll get a little magnesium from the clay. If you need a liquid magnesium daily, take it, you know. It's the clay is definitely not going to bother it, and you will get some magnesium. So it's something you use common sense with, and you don't need to be afraid of it. Okay, Claudia and Taylor's. How would you use clay for a one-month-old? Do you want to take that? Oh, said my grandbaby's whole body is scaling over with eczema. It seems to have a really flared up after she had antibiotics for a bug bite. All topical moisturizers are quickly get absorbed. Do you want me to take that one?
Sure.
You want to give her clay baths, and she's 1 year old. You can use a half a cup of clay, mix it in a blender, and add it to the bath water, and take a little cup and just keep pouring it over. If you can get her just to lay in it and play in it. Before you put her in the bath, I would put the clay mask all over her and leave it on for 10 or 15 minutes, and then you can put her in the bath and kind of wash that off, too, into the bath. The eczema, putting the clay on it will heal the eczema. And drinking the clay, she needs a little in her milk source or her juice. You can put it in her juice or her milk. Maybe a teaspoon of the liquid clay daily. Use it topically and put it on, let it dry. Now, when it dries, it's going to start itching because it draws. So you want to just let it almost dry, wash it off, put a lotion. Now, the Living Clay Company has a body cream called Citrus Green Tea Body Cream, and it has got clay in it. It's wonderful. It keeps the skin soft. It's not like a lotion you put on or a cream you put on, and 3 hours later you've got to put more on. It stays on there and it keeps it soft, and it will keep it from drying out and itching the eczema. So I would use the clay baths daily. In time she gets itching real bad, get her in a clay bath. I think it will not only relax her, but it will help the itching stop. And again, you know, when you can put it on her topically, you say it has it all over her body. If you can put it on her, just wipe the mask, the clay mask, all over her, and just have her stand in the bathroom and try not to let her sit down and get all over everything just before you put her in the bath. And that will help.
Barry,
we had a lady, yes, uh-huh.
Do you have anything? I think that is an excellent example right there, and I've helped many a parent with their young children with just that, and it shows many things, how the clay is safe even for children, and it shows how using it the different ways, drinking the liquid, the clay baths, and the external all will work. That's what got me started on clay, was some eczema, psoriasis type rashes that the dermatologist could not heal. He charged me a lot of money, you know, for ointments and so forth and pills that didn't work, but the clay did work. And it was a combination of external applications, clay baths, and drinking it. And it's just using lower amounts for the younger, smaller people, and very, very beneficial. And the lotion was a very good point, because it's as you know, with eczema or psoriasis or any skin issue like this, you're going to need some good moisturizer. And why not use one that's a good moisturizer, natural, and has some clay in it. So it'll still continue to work while you're moisturizing. But that's all I wanted to add. You covered everything. But I love that example.
Thank you. If you go to bentoniteclayinfo.com, the information site, and click on testimonials, go to skincare, and then go to rashes and hives, you will read some amazing testimonials of people the doctor said they were just going to have to live with their psoriasis or things, and then in a few weeks' time, they heal it up. There was one lady covered with head to toe. She was 83 years old. She had had eczema all of her life. She wouldn't go out in public anymore because people looked at her and children looked at her, and she was very self-conscious, and she wouldn't wear short sleeves. Her daughter came up to see her and didn't realize it had gotten so bad. She started giving her hot clay baths with she would smear with clay first and then get her in a clay bath with one cup of water and make her stay in there 20 or 30 minutes. And then she would get her out and rub coconut oil on her and wrap her in a towel and put her in bed and leave her there for 30 minutes. And she fussed at her daughter because she said the water was too hot. Now, I don't think you need to get it that hot, and I wouldn't get hot water for a young child anyway. But she did that for 4 days. She was drinking 3 ounces three times a day. The morning of the fourth day, she woke up, and all the scaly skin had fallen away, and her skin was beautiful. And I actually talked to her, and she just cried over the phone. She was so grateful and so appreciative. She was going to go to her family reunion and wear a short sleeve dress. So, yes, there is help available. So go there and read some of those testimonials, and you'll get lots of ideas there. Thank you. Good question. Debbie in Santa Rosa, been using this for over a month, and how do you feel like it's working? My husband doesn't think it has changed anything for him, even though he's faithfully taking it morning and night. What's he trying to accomplish? You know, I need to know what it is he wants it to work on before I know, you know, if he's taking it right or something. So if you can fill me on some details there. He may be detoxing and not know it and not feel it. He's balancing his body, and he's alkalizing, but he may be perfectly healthy and, you know, doesn't feel anything. Even if you're perfectly healthy, drinking it will help you maintain a state of health. Because, if we get stressed out, that affects our body chemistry. If we eat wrong, if we're not eating right for a while, that can affect it too. So give me a little more information on that, okay? Generally, people start feeling if they have something wrong, they start getting results, and just if they get more energy, that's one of the things they notice right away. They have more energy. Their skin gets a glow to it, a very healthy glow to it. They feel better. We've had people with fibromyalgia who couldn't get off the bed and couldn't go to work or anything, and they get up, and they were next thing I know, they were out mowing the lawn. So I think we need more information to answer anything on that, Paul, but let's go to Sherry in Waco. For baths, what's the ratio to use? You want to take that, Paul?
Sure. That's partly personal preference. I use a 1-to-6 ratio powder to water. So if you're doing a regular maintenance bath, that would be 1 cup of powder mixed with 6 cups of water. And dump the entire 6 cups of liquid into your hot bath, soak for 15 to 20 minutes. Again, using a blender is the easiest way to do that. Some people would be using 2 cups of powder for a heavy metal detox bath or a heavy detox bath. And again, I use the 1-to-6 ratio. Some will use a 1-to-8 ratio. And that's still fine. That'll still work. And some will use even a thicker ratio, 1-to-4. So not being vague, but it's partly personal preference, how strong you want the bath. But definitely mix it into a liquid first in a blender. That's much easier to add to the hot bath water. and tremendous benefits, detoxing through the skin, relieving sore muscles. One of the biggest things that helped me with my old herniated disc and keeping me from away from my chiropractor who I used to visit on a regular basis. So that's basically how I would answer the clay bath ratio.
Yeah, you want to use one or two cups of clay, like he said, for more serious detoxing, use two cups, but one. And you want to get enough water to make it a liquid. And when you pour it into the tub, it's going to dissolve in all the rest of the water. You want to rinse it out real good. Always take your blades off and wash them off before you get in the tub to soak. But you're going to have to stir the clay around while you're in there. And the benefit of mixing it in a blender is you don't have dust all over your bathroom or lumps in your clay. Lumps can clog the pipe. But when you mix it in the blender, there are no lumps, and you want to keep the clay stirred up. I take a cup and I kind of pour it over me and just keep the clay stirred up, and you relax. I put a towel behind my neck and scooch down and take a little nap while you're in there. You can stay 20, 30 minutes, 40 minutes if you want to.
That's right.
You don't have to rinse off when you get out. You just dry off. Your skin will feel baby soft. You'll be relaxed. I've had people with migraine headaches take a clay bath in 15 minutes. Their headache is gone. So in a blender, I put your water in first, put a couple cups of water in, put your one or two cups of clay, and fill it to about an inch of the top. Now, you don't have to measure. You just want it in a liquid state when you add it to the water. Okay?
It is the best time in the world to take advantage of relaxing, your creative visualization, meditation, whatever you want to call it, and you'll come out feeling like a new person.
If you take them at night, you're going to sleep like a baby, I guarantee you.
Yes.
You can have a stiff neck and get in there and put the little clay on your neck and scooch down in the water. And it opens the flow of energy, and it pulls out the acetylsalicylic acid and overused muscles. Like if you played tennis for the first time after a winter of not playing, or you work in the garden, or you play golf for the first time, you're going to stretch the muscles and have them screaming at you. A clay bath will take that away in like 15 minutes. I don't know how it does it. It just does.
It is amazing. And one thing I will add, too, because I have a lot of people that initially object. They say it uses too much clay. And the thing I always come back with is, first of all, for most people, you don't have to take a clay bath every day, where we suggest that you drink the liquid clay every day, which uses a small amount. Clay baths, for instance, I take one every 7 to 10 days. So does Patty. If I pull something on a tennis court, or I've overdone it, I'm stressed out, I might take one more often. For more serious issues, you would take one more often than I do. But it's not going to be on a regular basis, as you would drink it every day for most people. So I say try one. The benefits you're going to receive with the different way of detoxing through the skin and the relaxation and so forth. And most people will go ahead and try one. And once they've tried one, then they make it part of their regular clay routine.
Now, we do have autistic children that the parents notice in the first clay bath. They're calmer, they're making more eye contact, and they become more verbal. So that's kind of a testament to what the clay does.
Yes.
Okay, here's one for you, Paul. How long do I need to drink the clay? Must I take a break in between?
Okay. There are actually some people that recommend, for whatever reason, to do that, and I think that might be maybe because of a particular type of clay. I'm not sure. But with the living clay, which, of course, I am partial to, that's what I sell, that's what I've used for over 8 years, and it's a pure calcium bentonite clay. I have taken it every day without a break. It's not going to hurt you if you take a break. You're still going to receive the benefits. But I don't really believe that it's necessary with this, with the particular type of clay that I'm referring to. I would take it every day. All I would do is maybe adjust the dosage, amount, or frequency up or down, depending on the individual's needs and preferences. But by all means, I recommend taking it every day.
Yeah, I've been taking it for 20 years, and I think it's kept me, I tell people I'm 77 years young, and it's kept me young. It's kept me from having arthritis. My thumb was starting to get deformed, and it's not any longer. I don't know where all that stuff that was in that joint went to, but it's not with me, so I don't know when the weather changes. My thumb doesn't scream at me when the weather changes, so I think that's all a good sign.
And how long did you have that, Perry?
The arthritis? I had it before I was taking the clay, and before I was introduced to the clay. My mother had it, and I noticed it was starting to get kind of weird looking and that joint stick out and not be as flexible.
Yeah.
And it would bother me for the weather. I hadn't had it too long, but say a year or so. And then I started drinking the clay because I've been taking it for 20 years. And give or take, you know, I miss a few times. Sometimes when I travel, I take the hydrated clay and I just take a spoonful of that and put it in my mouth, and
right,
I don't have to carry the liquid. Or when I'm traveling, if I'm be gone a long time, I'll put up the bottle with the powder in it. And then when I get there, I'll add the water and shake it up. I have a 32-ounce bottle, and I just put a half a cup of clay in there and add the water and shake it real good. Of course, I have to keep shaking it and get the lumps out. That's why I prefer doing it in a blender.
But over time, you notice that your thumb was better.
Clay works so subtly you don't notice it. And all of a sudden I thought, why is my thumb not bothering me anymore? And
that's,
we had a weather change.
It's so gentle
when it works. You'll have a bite or a cut on your leg and you put it on there and someone said, how's your leg doing? And you said, what? I forgot. And you look down and it's healed. It speeds the healing of a cut, a burn, a broken bone. If you can get it on a broken bone or wrist that's in a splint, you cover it with clay, saran wrap, and put that splint on there. You're going to get rid of that. I'd be back doing everything in 4 weeks. I've had two people, and one of them was 72, broke his wrist, and we did that with his wrist. And in 4 weeks, the doctor said you can go back to doing whatever you were doing. And one of them was shoeing horses, so he went back to shoeing horses. And, you know, you take it as long as you want to, but realize after a while that the clay is always working to maintain your health and maintain your balance in your body so that you don't get sick. It's just a support
thing.
Exactly
right.
So
yes,
do you have
to
take it every day? No.
Yeah.
Can you take it and get whatever one thing you're working on fixed and quit it? Yeah. If it comes back, start taking it again. But if you're taking a little bit every day, at least an ounce twice a day or something, I would say that's just going to give you good maintenance. Sarah Brandon, with arthritis, my joints and my hands are not hurting, but they're building up in joints. Can the clay reduce this buildup? And if so, for how long? How? Well, we just discussed that, not knowing this question was coming.
Yes.
And good that it's not hurting. There are two ways drinking the clay, and I would start with 2 ounces three times a day, maybe go up to 3 ounces. And I would put the clay on your joints occasionally, just put it on, put the clay mask on there and wrap it in some saran wrap, or during the day if it's in your hands, if you can dip them in the clay mask and cover them, and just sit for a while and let it dry. You'll feel it pulling. Anytime you have swelling or irritation like that, put clay on it. It pulls out the swelling, and most of the time the pain goes away because the inflammation and swelling is causing pressure on nerves and things, particularly on your spine. Putting a poultice down your spine is great if you're having back problems or a pinched sciatica nerve. actually shrinks the tissue around it so the bone can get back in place where it belongs, the vertebra, and the nerve can get where they belong. And, you know, I don't know how long. It depends on how bad you have it. So generally clay works very fast. People start seeing results quite frequently. Wow, we've got lots of questions today. Here's Sherry in Waco. Yeah. You said do clay only after detox well. Do certain supplements, diet. Don't think I'm detox well, so I don't know when to start. I don't understand your question. I didn't say do clay only after your detox well. You do clay to detox well. So certain supplements and diet, but I don't think you can take your supplements and your diet is good, but if you need to detox well, just keep taking it. If you've gone 21 days and you don't feel like you've detoxed well, you can keep taking it. If you know you have heavy metals or things in your system, do a hair analysis test so you know how much you have. Then start taking the clay baths and the liquid clay and see, you know, and retest yourself in 3 months so you'll know for sure, because it leaves you so easily. Most of the time, the only way you know is about how you feel. So I'm not sure I answered that question correctly, because I'm not sure what you were trying to say. Because I don't recall saying do clay only after you've detoxed. You do clay to detox. Okay, Deborah in Windsor. For the last 3 years, my husband feels like he might have chronic fatigue syndrome. The doctor has tested him from leukemia to heart disease, but can't find anything wrong. He went to a homeopathic doctor, and she put him on clay capsules, but he stopped that when I told him I heard you, and he started drinking it morning and night, but he's still not feeling well. He's been doing it for a month now. He has detox symptoms every day, it seems. Any suggestions? I would add some clay baths at least 2 a week. And I would also, how much clay is he taking? You can always increase the amount of clay you're taking. Let me read this again. He's drinking it morning and night. How much is he drinking? He should be drinking at least 3 ounces, maybe 4 ounces. And I would definitely add the clay baths to it. And you might put a clay poultice over his liver. Start with it for an hour at a time for a few days. And you can look on the internet to know where the liver is located and just put the clay on thickly and put some saran wrap over it. In his case, men are pretty hairy bodied, so you're going to have to use saran wrap. A lot of times I use Glad Press and Seal. It's a little sticky on one side. And if you don't have any, you know, hair, if you've been dehaired on your chest, you can put it on and it will stick to the edges. You don't have to wrap it all the way around you, because you do kind of sweat with the saran wrap all the way around. But the Press and Seal acts like a mild Band-Aid. The sticky side will stick to your skin and hold the clay in place. I like to use a strip of it for putting a poultice down my spine. And he should start feeling suggestions. Go to the website, bentoniteclayinfo.com, and look under diseases and general health for fibromyalgia and see what some of the others are doing. I would also drink lots of water during the day. Have him drink lots of water so he can flush out these toxins. And you can always call me and we can consult about his case. Okay, Paul, I think I'm pretty complete on that. We have so many questions here. Let's go on. Jay, hi, Perry. So glad to be here. I'm still using life-giving living clay. Since I'm a grandma now, I brought a large bucket for my granddaughter to play and bathe in after a day of play. She's 18 months old with bugs and mosquitoes. I feel feel better before bringing her in and not concerned when she drinks it as she is splashing and having fun. As you know, Perry, I had the journey of years of feeling like I would not wake up in the morning, dead woman walking. After you came into my life, the healing, life-giving, living clay, I did feel almost as if I did when I was 20 years old and in great health. You know about the Lyme's. I have diverticulitis, fibroids, gallstones, hyperthyroid, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, all diagnosed. But I function as if I don't. I have not gone in for follow-up tests, but I feel so good. The only follow-up I had was for Lyme's, and there are no bands or any longer to say that I have Lyme's. I could go on and on. I brush my teeth, bathe, foot soak, pasta sales. It's a wonderful thickener. I'm not sure what pasta sales is. It may be a typo. All of my family have it on their counters ready to go. I love it. Will sacrifice to buy it always again. Thank you again. God bless you and your ministry and love of bringing the good news. Jake even makes cookies, and we have recipes on that site, and her applesauce cookies are on there, gluten-free. And, you know, for some of you with some of these problems, gluten may be a problem, so you may want to look at getting gluten-free in your diet because it does affect a lot of things for people who are sensitive to it. I'm just glad I'm not. Jay has been an avid supporter with her Lyme's disease and how she's just felt like a dead woman walking and had fought it for so long, much like you mentioned, Deborah, for your husband. Nothing worked, and he just couldn't feel better. But her testimonial is out there under Lyme's disease, and you might want to read it. Thank you, Jay, for the wonderful testimonial and your constant support. And so happy you're still doing good and that all the Lyme's bands were no longer present. That's great news. Okay, Debbie again. If I drank 1 to 2 ounces 3 times a day, how does it affect me if I have hypothyroidism? Will it bind with the Armoral thyroid? So when should I take it? Okay, this is something good that we've overlooked, Paul, about telling them about taking it with meds. So you want to take this?
Sure. I always tell everybody, for peace of mind and to be sure and confident, take your clay away from the absorption time of your medication. As you know, Perry, it might or might not conflict with a lot of medications. I know a lot of my customers take different medications, and they take clay with no problem. But just fit it into your schedule to where you're taking your clay away from the absorption time of the medication, which for most meds is 2 to 4 hours. To be totally sure, you can always ask your pharmacist what the absorption time of your med is and take your clay accordingly. As I understand it, some medicines, for whatever reason, contain metal. And definitely when you're dealing with a medication like that, you would not want to take your clay too close to that because the clay could absorb the metal, which might reduce the efficacy of that med. So, precaution-wise, if you're taking medications, of course you can take clay. Just take them away from the absorption time of your medication.
Yeah, I don't really think it's going to affect the thyroid medicine, but call your pharmacy just to be sure. And also for hyperthyroidism, you want to put a poultice on your thyroid gland at night. And I had a lady who had that, and she was drinking the 8 ounces 3 times a day. So you might go up to 4 ounces 3 times a day because they told her she would be on medicine the rest of her life, and she cleared hers up. And I'm still going to get to that. We're over an hour. We have so many questions today. This is wonderful, and I'll stay here as long as you are, or you can come back and listen to it later because I do want to read that testimonial. because she had so many things wrong and it helped so many. Vella, where can I get a reptile source of clay? Well, a good source is the person who's here with me on the website. Paul, and his website is naturescleansingclay.com. naturescleansingclay.com. And he is a distributor, and he gives good discounts. Paul is in Texas. If you're up near Michigan, I recommend apexclay.com. They're also distributors of ours. You can go to the livingclayco.com. That's the company website. They don't give discounts very often, and if you want good customer service, Cheryl and Phil and Paul will give that to you. And I just recommend people go straight to them. Paul, do you have a phone number you want to give them?
Sure. My area code is 432-218-7586. And please leave a message if you miss me. I will call you back. My website, as Perry said, is naturescleansingclay.com. Or you can email me from the website or naturescleansingclay@gmail.com. All one word, lowercase. But, yeah, I do provide, I try to provide excellent customer service. We provide you with mixing instructions. Usually with new customers, I'll send out a hard copy of the Kickstart Your Day instructional guide by Perry, which is very helpful, and I am always available before or after you order, so I can help you with any of your clay questions or needs that you might have after you order or before. And as Perry says, I do run specials and discount the product in such things as free shipping for product totals of $50 or more. So you don't have to buy a lot to get free shipping.
All right. Thank you, Paul. And repeat that phone number one more time.
Okay. It's 432-218-7586.
All right. Thank you. Debbie is back. Clay bath. I agree, it does help my muscles, definitely, but I do not sleep like a baby, or I sleep well from 10 to 3, and then I have to wake up to go to the bathroom and have a hard time getting back to sleep. I take a clay bath every other day or every third day, and drinking 2 ounces every day. So what is it that's keeping you awake at night? Are you thinking? Are you futurizing or pasteurizing? Are you worried about tomorrow, planning your day, or going backwards and thinking about what you should have done? Your stinking thinking can keep you awake at night. Generally, the clay. And I get up during the night, too. I can't go through the night. The bladder's too small. But I just lay back down and go back to sleep unless something is bothering me and I'm fretting about it. And I do a webinar called Lifestyle, Live Well Lifestyle, and it's about how to control your stinking thinking, and it's about relationships, changing your perspective. Life is full of things that can disturb us, and it is what it is, and the only thing you can change is your perception. You always have a choice of changing the way you see things, from being angry to being pleasant. It is a choice, and I try to train people how to look for the good in the haystack. But I'm glad that it does. Yes, thank you for that testimony. And I hope you start sleeping better. If you want to call me on that, please do. Okay, wow, this is great today. Debbie said, if I drink 1 to 2 ounces 3 times a day, how does it affect me if I have... Okay, we already answered that one. I'm sorry. These are some I've already answered. All right, let's go over to the chat line. And I'm going to, oh, I've got somebody that wants to talk to me already. Hello, Kathy, are you on the line? Are you there, Kathy? Well, maybe she accidentally hit star 2 on her line. If you would like to talk with us, if you will press star 2 on your line, here's another line open. Yes, this is Perry. Are you there? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hi, Perry.
Yes.
You probably can't hear me well.
You're breaking up a little bit.
I wanted to find out what Paul's maintenance is on the clay.
What Paul's maintenance level is?
Yeah.
Paul, you want to answer that?
Okay. Are you saying me personally?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I drink 3 ounces of liquid clay once a day, each morning. Now, if I am feeling stressed, I've overdone it, I feel like something might be coming on, I will drink that twice a day until it passes. Again, I go back and forth on the amount that I do drink daily, but for quite a while now, I've settled into the 3 ounces a day. I take a clay bath once every 7 to 10 days. More often if needed, and I use external applications of the clay mask on my back and before and after tennis, or any muscle that's sore, shoulder, elbow, wrist from playing tennis. And I usually do a facial at least once a week. Usually do that when I'm in my clay bath. Does that answer your question?
Well, that's wonderful. I'm glad you have been there to apply a clay mask to your back. Lovely.
Oh yeah, it's great. It's an anti-inflammatory. It's good for sore muscles. And that with clay baths and external applications and drinking the clay helps everything. That's what actually, I had an old herniated disc and a 30 plus year history of chiropractors. I haven't seen my chiropractor in 8 years.
Wonderful.
Well, that's a yeah. Testimonial in itself. Well,
yes.
Thank you for your question. Anything else?
Thanks so much for having me today.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anyone else like to ask a question? If you press star 2 on your phone, we can open your line. I'm going to try and see if Kathy's there again. Kathy, are you there? Kathy may have left us, so I want to read that one testimonial I was telling you about, and we are running way over, but this has been such a good session. Liver, colon, tapeworms, and thyroid. In March of 2012, I went to my doctor not feeling well. He got the results of my blood work and sent me to the hospital for further testing. In the hospital, they ran more blood work, x-rays, ultrasounds, MRI scans, and colonoscopies. They told me I had tested positive for echinocious, a large tapeworm in my liver. I was one of 11 people in Canada to ever have this, and they had pictures of it. I had 4 cysts on my liver. The smaller one was 7.5 inches. The larger one was 10 inches. I had anemia and a blocked colon. My images from my colon also had an unexplained images of tiny horseshoes that were highly reflective, and I was hyperthyroid. The doctor's plan was to hospitalize me, address the parasite in my liver first with high doses of antibiotic and vitamin K for my liver, and then to get special medication to be able to biopsy my liver to figure out how to treat the parasite. 2 weeks of IVs, and then they had to transfer me to a large center with a liver specialist 5 hours away. The antibiotic treatment now completed, a friend got me the clay, and I started drinking it without telling the doctors while I was in the hospital. I worked my way up to drinking 1 cup of the mix 3 times a day. After 2 weeks of drinking the clay in the hospital, I had acquired a special, they had acquired special pills I had to take. The pills would coat my system with the film so if the eggs escaped from the parasite in my body, I would not die from anaphylactic shock. They took me for a scan to see the location of the parasite and the cyst on the livers. All the cysts on the livers were gone, and only a bit of scar tissue the size of the pinky fingernail remained. The parasite was no longer there either. They continued the blood tests, and pictures of the parasites were now, they concluded that the blood tests and the pictures of the parasite were now incorrect and could not explain how the liver healed itself that quickly. They biopsied the liver, and the test results came back negative for a parasite and negative for infection. I was allowed home for 30 days, and then the doctors wanted to do bowel surgery. It was explained I would lose a large section of my colon and possibly have to wear a bag. I was reluctant at the time and wished to continue my clay, 1 cup morning, 1 cup 2 p.m., and 1 cup at 9 p.m. My mixture was a fourth of a cup of clay to 2 cups of water. Shake well and or blend. I was still a bit hyperthyroid and my anemia was 50% better and still on no medication. Doctors still think I'm a miracle and have no idea I'm on the clay, so they let me go home and I told them the bowel will need, and I am told the bowel will need surgery. I continued from April of 2012 to August 2012. 4 months to faithfully drink my cup of clay 3 times a day. I also put a half an inch poultice on my belly at night with saran wrap and slept with it on. My belly had a rash that outlined the damaged intestine. In August, I felt a sharp pain in my gut, and I knew it was my spleen had been angry for some time, and the pain came from the area where the rash had been. I spent 45 minutes in the bathroom with a bowel movement that was the size of a baseball. Sorry to be graphic, but it's etched in my memory. It is now August, and I head to the hospital, and they do my 6th colonoscopy and more scans. Doctors tell me my intestine has opened and my spleen has fallen into the intestine. I'm hospitalized waiting for emergency surgery. I'm told I will lose my spleen and may go septic. Again, I was on no medication, only the clay. 3 days later, they did surgery and opened my abdominal up 12 inches and removed 8 inches of intestine. I woke up surrounded by 5 doctors, all wanting to know what I had done to change my intestinal health. One asked, "How did you change your intestines from a 70-year-old to a 20-year-old in 4 short months?" No more colitis, ulcers, diverticulitis, polyps, etc. It was a miracle. It is then I told them about the clay. The doctors found me amazing till they found out what I had done. They did not like it one bit. They have told me to quit taking the clay even though they saw the miracle firsthand. Hard to believe that that big of a turnaround in someone's health and well-being can be dismissed because it's not prescribed. Surgeons say it was definitely Crohn's disease and that it had the look she had seen hundreds of times. We waited for test results to come back, and it was negative for Crohn's. I spent 1 week in the hospital healing from abdominal surgery. They said it was a record time as well. I put a poultice over the staples on my stomach and slept at night with saran wrap over it. The doctor took my staples out in 9 days and said, I looked 4 weeks post-operation, and there was rust on the staples. I had to deal with my thyroid and anemia. My general practitioner doctor told me I would have to face 6 months of iron injection in the butt to deal with my anemia, and then my thyroid was Graves' disease, hyperthyroidism, and they would have to kill it, or I would be on meds for the rest of my life. My GP said I had done such a good job for myself with this clay, he would like to put it to the test. I was to report every Monday at the same time for blood work, and we would monitor it. Inside of 4 weeks, I was no longer anemic, nor was I hyperthyroid. The doctor told me thyroids never heal themselves. To this day, I continue to drink clay, but only 5 ounces 3 times a day. Truly a lifesaver and a blessing. It is amazing when used properly. I find people do not stay on it long enough, nor do they take large enough doses. One of the biggest mistakes is they stir it instead of shaking it or blending it. It is the first sign, at the first sign of a bit of discomfort, they stop using it. I get asked a lot of if the clay just sits in your colon. Well, I tell you, after 6 colonoscopies in 4 months, if the doctor saw clay, they would have known about it. Instead, they saw unexplainable healing. So with that, I do want to go back, Paul, to the Q&A and see if we have any more questions.
Okay.
It looks like we have one. Debbie says, thank you so much, Perry, for all your answers to my question. One more. My daughter hurt her wrist, and so if she put a poultice on it, what's the recipe for that? Paul, you want to take that one?
Sure. Mix the clay mask, if you do not have it premixed, at a 1-to-3 ratio powder to water. It's also best to use the blender to mix that. After you mixed it and put it in your container, you're going to let it breathe for a few minutes, put the lid on it, set it aside, let it gel. Once it's mixed, or if you've already got it premixed, apply a fairly thick layer of the clay, wrap it in a plastic cling wrap, and leave it on for at least an hour. You can do that several times a day, and you can even put it on overnight and sleep in. You will get anti-inflammatory benefits. It'll relieve the sore muscles. It helps joints heal, all of those. And it'll be probably the best thing that you can do for it. Wouldn't hurt to drink some clay either.
Yep. Good answer. Yes. That would be my suggestion, too. Make some of the clay mask up. Again, that book that tells you how to mix everything and the proportions and the estimated dosage to take is called How to Kickstart Your Day with a Triple Swelling Calcium Bentonite Clay, and it is on bentoniteclayinfo.com. You can click on that. The results of this teleseminar today will be posted on the website tomorrow. Cheryl will have it posted, and it'll be archived where if you want someone to hear it, they can go in and listen, or you can go back and listen to back issues. And we try to kind of go through and pick out the topics so you'll know if you want to listen to them or not. I'm just thrilled with the large crowd we have today, and I want to thank Mary Law for sharing that with some of her healing groups to get more people here. And so I'm just thrilled with the good outturn and so many people on the phone lines as well. It's been wonderful to have a big group. I've been seriously thinking of stopping this because it's costing me about $3,000 a year to pay for all the services for the getting the emails out and the websites and the teleseminar things, and since I don't charge anything for this, it's getting kind of expensive, but if I keep having groups like this, it's worth the price to me to share the information about clay. Paul, I want to thank you for being on with me today. It's been great to have you. You're a great advocate for clay, and if people can't get hold of me, I highly recommend Clay to Paul to answer their questions. He has been, in his 8 years, just gobbling up the information, and he can do it as well as I can. So I appreciate you being with us. Thank you again.
Perry?
Yes.
Perry, I want to thank you for the opportunity. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I want to thank Mary Law, too. She emailed me and told me she was spreading the word. And that's one of the nicest things about the clay is, you know, people reap the benefits and they enjoy spreading the word. And that's what we need. The more people that know about it, the better. And again, it was a tremendous opportunity to guest host with you, Perry. I'm so glad that I was able to do so and hope to do it again. It was a great turnout.
Well, this is session this time has lasted for an hour and 24 minutes, so the longest one. We usually go for 30 minutes, but as long as I have people asking questions, we'll stay on the line with you. Thank you, Cheryl, who's behind the screens and adding extensions of time to this and who's going to transcribe this for us. So thank you all for listening.
Yes,
thanks,
Cheryl. Thank you, Perry. Have a good day.
Perry and Paul, wishing you a wonderful weekend. Signing out. Thank you.